Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition, episode of the Call You a Lot podcast show. Christmas. Boys and girls, countdown has begun. Santa Claus is on his way. Husband and wife, Santa Claus is on his way. Grandma and Pop, Santa Claus is on his way. Republicans, Democrats, Santa Claus is on his way. Y'all haven't been naughty or nice. Well, I don't know what to say about y'all. Have been 2021. Tell me your story, your journey from January to December of 2021. So get on back. Those who graduated the class of 2021, those who got married 2021. Those got a new job, new career, so on. Gotta tell me your story. Right, starting right now. Okay, from January to December, it has been one tough year. This Build Back Better bill, COVID-19 vaccination, booster shots, school restarting, so on, movies rebooting, movies coming out, new families reborn, old girlfriends and boyfriends reuniting and getting married, and the war. The longest war in American history so far had ended. You started your new job. You got a new home. Got a new car. Your credit finally got right. Got a new baby. Got a new member of the family. A dog, a cat, a fish, an alligator. I have my apartments. Believe me or not, people have some wild animals they keep for pet. And it won't be a surprise that they got an alligator or a hippopotamus in their backyard. Y'all think I'm kidding, but you'll be surprised what people keep for pets. It's not only white people, black people. It's black people too. So don't even think and say only white people do that. No. not even close. So don't blame it on the white, because we got some weird African American black people. But Like I said, throughout the year, it's been a rough year, guys. And for myself, I took control of my money back, start paying my own rent again, and getting ready to reboost my learner's permit to get my license after COVID-19 shut me down. And I wasn't going back until it was forced safe to do so. And hopefully, I will be letting y'all know throughout the month of 2022 how that's going. I won't be talking about a whole lot. Every now and then, every episode, maybe 3 or 4 down the road, I'll let y'all know the process of my driver license. And then when I pass and get my license, you will know. Because that's all I will be doing, screaming like a little girl. But I'm just a proud father. So proud of my little son and my other kids as well. Donald and Ashley. Jessica, who I'm trying to find. And my little baby boy is helping me out with that. Because he wants the family back together as well. And welcome his girlfriend into the family. And like I said, my family having disappeared if this got bigger. You know? And I'm pretty sure Jessica probably got a boyfriend. Myra got a boyfriend. You know, Ashley got a boyfriend. Donald probably got a little lady. And so, like I have to say it, my family having gone away, it just got bigger. And who knows when they gonna get married and all. And I'm just so proud of them. Because they've been through so much. Me and their mother put them through so much. And other people did too. We're a family that should have never been split up. No matter what they say, we should have never been split up. And this is the way I feel. Should have never separated. We should have never got involved with people who really didn't care for our welfare. That's how I feel. Didn't really care for our welfare. And just came in, destroyed the family from inside out. And as a father, I felt hopeless, you know. And just, you know, but God intervened, and it says in the Bible, whatever God put together, so no man tear apart. So they might have separated us and put us in put my kids in strange families where they should never be. But I can say one thing. When he comes in, he comes in. And he shows his work. And he let people know, I put this family together, and they are going to stay together. So when God said yes, all of those people who tried to destroy my family said no. They going against the master of the universe. So if you're in Baltimore and you know the Whitlock family and you was part of that, I think you're guilty. Your guilty conscience is coming to you. But it's also said in the Bible, forget those who damn you and who curse you and who goes against you on things. So, 100% forgiven, because my son, he got a nice young lady. He got an apartment, he got two jobs, and he's driving. And actually doing fine. And hopefully Marva doing good. And hopefully Donald doing good. And like I said, probably next year we will have more together. Hopefully I can get him in the apartment. Or later on next year when I get my new apartment, I will have more together. So it'll probably be later on next year, around September, October, something like that, when I have all five of them together. So it will be a while before that happens, you know. And I hope it happens when I get my new place, you know. Because it will be a better place. It will be a better environment and everything. And it's only 10 months before I get my new place in Milford Mill Station apartments. And way better apartment. With a way better environment. And I will be living in the county again. Only thing is, I just have to put out just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. About $240 or $60 more. No. So that's why I ask everybody, where you at from 2021 to January 2021 to December 21, 2021. This is where I'm at. I'm in the process of getting ready to move. In the process of getting ready to get my license. Hopefully, this time this year. And in the process, enjoying my family, my extended family, and bringing them all together. And hopefully, we'll all be together for Christmas. Now, we'll probably have Donald. We definitely will have Ashley. I know Michael is coming over for Christmas, him and his girl. And hopefully, we might can find Myra. If we can get Myra, that would be a home run in the park. And hopefully we can find Jessica. Now, I want to know the story of your missing family that you hope to see around Christmas or New Year's before the year's out. This is my story. This is my hope. And I just like to hear your Christmas miracles. Because if I get them all together on Christmas this year, it will be a Christmas miracle. And after what God did for me, all the miracles he did for me from 2017, from 2016 to right now, all the miracles he just blessed me with and still continue blessing me with to this day. I'm sure if you're doing right and everything, or you're changing to do right, he will turn around, he'll recognize you, and he will bless you with those miracles. And miracles do come true. You ever saw the movie Miracle on 34th Street? Very good movie. I like the old version. I think they rebooted a couple times, but I like the old one. And it's a really classic storytelling movie. And I just love it. I love the Christmas Carol too. But Miracle on 34th Street is really a good movie. So go watch this. After you listen to this show, go watch that movie. And go watch it with the family. I'm sure it will be something that they will remember for the rest of their life. They sit down and watch a real black and white movie with their dad, mom, and all. Now watch it before Christmas now. Because right around this time, it's time for family to sit down and watch family movies around this time. You got the Hallmark Channel. We got all kinds of Christmas movies on right now. And they just running it over and over and over. So sit down, grab up, get a blanket, got a fireplace, turn it on, get your family together, pop some popcorn or whatever, and go watch a Christmas movie, A Christmas Carol, or Miracle on 34th Street. Whatever movie floats your boat, White Christmas, whole bunch of them. They all great movies. Even White Christmas is a great movie. And Home Alone, yeah, of course, everybody know Home Alone 1 and 2. And I just want to know, what's your favorite Home Alone movie too? Is it 1 or 2? And which movie those two guys got it worse in? Either 1 or 2, or 1 and 2 is a tie. They got it, to me, they got it both ways in 1 and 2. But I think they got it really, really bad in 2. When he dropped them bricks on the guy. But I think they got it really bad in Home Alone 2. I mean, how down on your luck you get home, get lost in New York, separated from your family this time, and then you get a hotel, and they down, your family down in Florida, you up there in New York by yourself. They in a two-star hotel, you in a five-star hotel. And then you run into the same guys that you ran into when you was home alone. Way to go in your luck, And believe me, sometimes these things do happen. Deja vu. What a coincidence, It only happened once in your life, but happened twice again, happened again, whether it was good or bad. You hit the lottery, then 2 weeks later, you hit the lottery again for the same with the same numbers. Just think about it, people. So that's what the movie people was trying to accomplish when Home Alone, because he was home alone in the first movie. They all left him. He was upstairs in the alley, and he was sleeping by himself, and they put the other guy downstairs because he wet the bed, so they moved him downstairs. And the guy, electricity went out. They got up late. Everybody was rushing. Got in the cab. Got in the vehicles and left the poor boy home alone. But he wished that his family disappear. So sometimes when you wish what you get, whatever. Be careful what you wish for. Just might get it, So be very, very careful what you wish for, because you might be wishing for something bad. So make sure when you wish, make it something good, And Home Alone 2, same thing. This time they didn't forget him. But I think Home Alone 2, the family got what they deserved too, because they always treat Kevin very bad. And he got lucky, stayed in New York, in a five-star hotel, and the whole rest of the family was down there in Florida in a two-star, one-star, two-star hotel. I mean, just tell me your stories. Have you ever been like that? One family, one member, some family in your members of your family goes to a five-star hotel, and then you win a trip. You go to a three-star, a two-star hotel. And this family, these members in your family having fun where they at in a five-star hotel, and your family is down there in the south in a two or one star hotel. And it's Christmas. And they up in New York, or where it snows at, and you down in the South Florida or somewhere else where it's hot. Just remember, treat people like you want to be treated. You know, no matter who they are, no matter what they do or who they are, treat them good. You know, treat. So, and it's just, it's, to me, it's just a fun, some just great movies, you know. I mean, so Home Alone, White Christmas, and Miracle on 34th Street, and A Christmas Carol, and many other movies just like it, like the Santa Claus movies, Santa Claus 1 and 2 and 3, Rudolph, Red-Nosed Reindeer, Snowman, so on, so many out there, rebooted and old, and I'm sure y'all know, because they play Rudolph every year, since I knew when I was little. I used to Can't wait until Christmas to see Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer again. You know. And Frosty the Snowman. The two of my favorites. Remember when they made stop motion models? They stopped, moved the model, and then they rolled the camera. They stopped, moved the model, they rolled the camera. That's old school. That's how Rudolph and Frosty Snowman was made. Stop animation, all that. So I'd like to hear your 2021 stories. You know, do you sit around scared of the COVID-19? Didn't go nowhere, or soon the year came in, you start picking up, you start going places again. Did you travel to the western states or south, north, east? Did you go overseas? You know, is you one of those people that had cabin fever? I mean, there's a lot of people out there. It just got out. I mean, the way they drive and everything, just getting back out there. And I seen it going to work and coming home from work. How the my mobility drivers and my cab drivers have to drive because these people is just getting back outside, getting back into things, and that cabin fever. Oh my goodness. You know, I think a lot of people got cabin fever, and that cabin fever become road rage, and road rage is dangerous along with that cabin fever, and be careful out there, people. It's not that serious, you know. Be careful, please be careful, drive nicely, you know. The road is not only yours. Because I see people speeding to the next light. That's all you going. And you one of those speeders and can't be patient. That's all you doing is going to the next red light. And you try to run the light. Then you putting other people in risk. You know? So that's why some people are really careful. And you be behind them. They be driving driving slow because they ran into people like you before, and now they driving slow. You know, they keeping it under the speed limit. I mean, and my suggestion is, calm it down. You know, be careful. I mean, like I said, it's not that serious, and Just remember, you got other people on the road. You got parents and everyone carrying little babies and children on the road, okay? And you just gotta be careful. So it's so much. And what I like to do at the end of the year, I like to watch the news because they go back from January all the way down to December. All the news that happened throughout the years, all the celebrities that got derailed, or celebrities that died, passed away, or the people who passed away and all, and all the concerts and all the things. And I just remember some things that when 2021 came in, things was wasn't open yet. I don't really remember that we had audience in the, when they had the Super Bowl. Now, I know this year, next year, we're going to have a lot of audience at the Super Bowl. Yeah, it's going to be a really packed Super Bowl this year. Because, I don't know, did we have fans in the Super Bowl? I can't really remember. Anybody remember that last year's Super Bowl game that we had fans in the audience, in the stands? But I still remember a lot of stuff was still shut down, and it was just chaos, still chaos. I mean, it was just like still 2020, 2020, when the pandemic started. And it just led right into 2021. I mean, I'm sure everybody was happy when they got that third and last stimulus check. When Joe Biden won, he passed the bill. We got that last check, that last $1,400 check. We was hoping, we was really hoping for a fourth check, fourth and final check, but I was hoping all the way down to at least April or May, and then now I just shut it down. I just look at the news and say, "That's great. Everything's getting back to normal," and it did. So it didn't really matter. To me, I got the fourth check or not, because those three other checks really helped me out. I mean, really gave me a boost, like 89%. So it really didn't matter if I got the fourth check. I don't know about y'all, but I mean, it would have been nice if we did. But like I said, it helped me 89%. 89%. Before those stimulus checks came, I was like 75. 78% doing good. But when we got those stimulus checks, that just lifted. Because when you reason I say 78, because I got a refund from Social Service for the child support they was taking out of my check. They reimbursed me. When I got those three checks, I just got clothes and stuff. But when the pandemic came, and I got all three stimulus checks, so that really helped me a lot. So, you tell me your story about the third check. Did it help? Did it help with your rent? Did it help with your child support? Did it help with your transportation, your car bills? Did you took that check to get your car fixed real good? Do you spend it on your kids or split it up with your family, and just pay the bills and split the stimulus check up with your family? I mean, people who still together, husband and wife, and they got a big check, because they have little kids and they got extra money, just like me and, if me and my wife, ex-wife, was still together. And we still had our kids, like Jessica and Myra and all. We would have got a little extra money. So just tell me, are you happy that your kids is back to school? 2021 start the school year off. We got the kids back up and running, back to school. We saw people in the baseball games and football games, going out to the football games and baseball games. No empty stadiums, 2021. So it's a lot of good things and bad things happening. And of course, this Build Back Better program, Bill. I mean, will they pass this bill? That's the plan. I think they passed one bill. But this bill right here, if they pass it or not, I don't know. They should be back in session right now, the Democrats and Republicans. So that's the eye on the rest of the year. And of course the tornadoes that happened in Kentucky. I mean, just like everyone, all of my audience, and all my audience that's Christian, is Christian and believe in God. I just like to take this time, whatever you're doing, pull over, or just stop for a minute, close your eyes, and pray for those people down in Kentucky, and all, because I woke up Friday and saw a war zone. Those tornadoes destroyed a lot of people right around Christmas. And you one of those people like to help people and going down there to help. God bless you, man. God bless y'all. Do everything you can. Donate clothes. Donate toys. Donate everything you can, okay, to those people. Because they lost everything right around Christmas time. So I like all my audience. Just say a prayer for those people. And just say a prayer. That's all I can tell you. Just say a prayer for them. And ask God to look out for them. Because, I mean, I can't imagine what they're going through right now. They lost their family members. They lost their homes. And, of course, the holidays. I mean, all that in one, oh my goodness. I just can't imagine what they're going through. You know, it's unimaginable. Unless it happened to you, it's just unimaginable. All those people, all those lives. Right now, I've been watching Star Wars from Saturday to Sunday right now. But I'm going to look into CNN and see how these people are doing. And I'm going to keep on praying for these people. And I want my audience to keep on praying to Kentucky and wherever those tornadoes hit in the other states. The fact that those people, the people that lost everything, homes, loved ones, and, you know, just say a prayer, you know, and just bless the first responders and all the volunteers that's down there that's helping. All right, and I wish I can help, you know. I will be down there volunteering right now if I could, you know. And this is one of the reasons why I'm doing the show too, you know. Get out to the people and ask the people to get up and donate. This is the kind of stuff that you should donate. And you got old toys, computers that you don't use no more. This old stuff that you don't getting rid of. Donate to the people that lost stuff, okay? This is what we call, and this is to prove who we are, America, helping each other. And tragedies like this, we come together to help each other. Matter if you're black or white, green, yellow, whatever, we come together to help each other. So, this donate anything. Anything you're not using no more. Whether it's electronics, clothes, shoes, food, whatever. Donate it. Find a place, Red Cross or something, and ask how you can donate. Call the news and ask how can you donate to those people. I mean, just imagine people. Just imagine it was you that's going through that. Not only they lost loved ones, their homes and stuff, they homeless and lost everything, but it's the season, Christmas, right around Christmas and all. And it, wow, man, it's just, we got to do better as a country, because I feel that God is angry and he's showing his anger. He don't want to destroy the earth, you know. He don't want to end it. He was trying to tell us to get it together in so many ways. You know, people just don't want to listen. Help each other. Stop being angry at each other. Stop being mad at each other. Stop being mad because that person is not the same color as you. No. I mean, there's all kinds of stupidness in the world. This stupidness. And he's shown us how he's not satisfied with us. You know, people don't believe in him no more. You know, people want to believe in scientists and all that stuff. And I mean, who you think created the scientists? Him. You know? But put it in your Christian heart. Go in your closet. Go in your attic. Go in your basement. Just go somewhere. Donate some books. Donate some candles. Donate some food. Donate some canned goods. You have an old car that you're not using. Donate that. Every little thing would help. Like I said, if I had it, I would donate it. You know? And, but, wow. I'm just going to be silent for a little bit. Just work with me. I'm just going to be silent because I think we should make. Just say a prayer for those. So take this time right now, 3 minutes, be silent, and just pray for those people, okay? Start praying now. So, I took time in my own way and I prayed. And I hope y'all did too. And like I said, tragedy can help happen anytime, any part, any minute, any second of your life. And you will want somebody to pray for you or your family member or something like that. Whether it's a disease or tragedy or hurt, weather, disease, or whatever, life-threatening situation, and you would love people to pray for you. So be kind and pray for those people. And this is just one of the things I was talking about from January to 2021 to December of 2021. Bad, the good, and the ugly that happened this year. And it's past the time that when I lost my brother on December 3rd, 2014, and also my uncle, and on November, but that's what one of the tragedies that happened right around the holidays for us. And wow. And everyone who knows how you feel when you do love someone real close and loved ones, I'm just thinking about them who lost their family. And this happened at nighttime too. The storm, these tornadoes came at night when people was coming home in their bed, sleeping. Those who lost their lives didn't even know what happened to them, you know. And those who just saw it right, just the thing happened right in front of them. The storm chasers, they was on the news and they couldn't believe what was going on. And they say it was like maybe four or five tornadoes. And wow. Wow. I just couldn't imagine that, you know, and these storms was really, really, really dangerous, you know. And I'm sure y'all watching the news and everything. And maybe some of y'all got family members down there trying to get a hold of. I mean, if you are, I'm pretty. It'll be a long time before they get power back up, because I'm sure they don't have no cell phone or no kind of communication service. And I think the whole state got hit. And it's what I saw on TV. I woke up and saw it Friday, you know. I was like, oh, it was on, but it was at nighttime. We couldn't really see anything. It was raining, snowing when it happened. It was just happening. It was on CNN and all. And then when Saturday came, morning came, we saw the damage. And it looked like a war zone, people. If you've seen it already, whatever news you get with Fox, CNN, MSNBC, and all, I'm sure it's still on all the news stations and all. And President Biden was down there. He went down there, comforting those people and everything. To me, it looked like another Hurricane Katrina. Remember that? Hurricane Katrina. It looked like it actually looked like that, you know. So this is just one of the bad nation tragedies, and it says probably, I think it says one of the worst storms in Kentucky history, known about the even but below beyond the United States history, but in Kentucky history. So this once again, this hope that those people will rebuild and get home and have insurance and everything to rebuild and everything stuff, and all. I'm sure I have great audience, and my great audience that listen to me, and I like to say hi to the new audience that will be coming, and all the hard worker promoters that working on the show right now, that promoting my station, my show. Thank you for working so hard and everything. And thank you for promoting my show and all. And hopefully we keep working with you in the future. As long as I can afford you and as long as I can work with you, you know. But this show will be growing and it will get better because I got great talented people, great promoted people who got great talent and all. Like I said, the website that I get these promoters from and all, they great what they do. They real great. And it's all over the world, from this country, all over the world. And they really great what they do, from promoting my book, from writing, help me write my book, from promoting my YouTube channel, podcast. So, Merry Christmas to all of y'all on Fiverr. From everyone who working hard. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate y'all work and way and y'all hard working. And can't wait to work with y'all next year for the people who helping me out next year with a whole lot of other projects and stuff. And I'm extending the show for a couple more seasons and all. And I'm already up into episode 14, third season. And if you want to catch all the other old seasons, you got to go to YouTube. Season 1 and 2, you got to go to YouTube. And you can still catch season 2 up on Speaker and YouTube and Facebook and all. Some of season 2, I guess, some still there. It's like only 14 episodes. But season 3 going to be a lot more episodes because I'm getting back into it. I finally put the joystick down, the game, and getting into this because I just love doing it, you know. And I almost finished the second book, ready to pass it on to the Freelander writer. And she's gonna do her magic and everything, and then get it back to me. I'm gonna prove it. And April the 21st, I'm promoting everyone. April the 21st, my book, my second book, Mr. Boogie Shoes. That's my second book, Mr. Boogie Shoes, will be coming out April the 21st. Now, it might have to be pushed back if anything happens that I can't get the manuscript on time. We will push it back at least until either May or June, okay? But it's still on schedule Right now, it's on stay schedule, and it's still going to be released on December the 20th. I mean, April the 21st so far. But anything happened, I will let everybody know, and Arizona will let you know too. The book will be pushed back between May or June, no further than. And then when they get the manuscript, it will go up, and the book will be out right away. So go purchase it. It's on pre-order. Mr. Boogie Shoes. My first book is already out, $3.99 on Amazon, ebook and paperback. It's for $3.99. You can purchase it. Just type in my first and last name, Burning Love, Ocean and Sky. And it's just a little short story right now. But Mr. Boogie Shoe is going to be a little longer. And the third book is being drafted. That's right. My third book is being drafted. It's in the first stages, hard draft. Okay? That means the notes and stuff. I'm still in the real early stage of that. And it's scheduled to be released October the 7th of 2022. That's the third book. And it's not up for pre-order yet. It will be up sooner than Mr. Boogie Shoes go up. And then probably around June or July, it will go up for pre-order. And the fourth book is being noted. Okay? I'm writing a note for the fourth book. But that's still in really, really early stage right now, the fourth book. So the third book is in notes and outlines, notes and outlines right now. And the second book will go up April the 21st at 12 a.m. on Amazon. And you can get ebook copy and you can get paperback copy. And you get hard book copy. Okay? And you will be able to read it this time. Okay? It won't be no small print this time. Alright? So thank you for listening. And like I said, everybody, just try to get something down to Kentucky, those people, if you can. You know, if you can't, that's okay. Just say a prayer for them. That'd be something, you know. And just pray for the world. And just say a prayer for the rest of the world. And I would say a prayer for all of y'all, all my fans, and all my listeners. And thank you for stopping in. Thank you for listening. My brothers and sisters, love y'all. Mom and dad, aunts and uncles, and of course, as always, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Myra. And we love you. Live long and prosper. And may the force of Jesus be with everyone around the world. Merry Christmas. East Dalila. And see you in the next episode. And remember, pray. Good night, everyone.